Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Buckle up, because today we're diving into a topic that can feel like navigating a minefield. Relationships in the age of uncertainty. Ever felt like you're constantly trying to predict what your partner wants, what they'll say next, or how they'll react? It's exhausting, right? Well, the Stoics had some pretty powerful insights about dealing with this stuff, and trust me, it can save your sanity. The beauty of Stoicism is that it doesn't offer a magic formula for a perfect relationship. It's not about controlling people or outcomes. It's about cultivating inner strength, wisdom, and yes, even a bit of emotional detachment. Think of it like this. You want to be fully present and engaged in your relationship, but also grounded enough to weather the inevitable storms. So, let's unpack some key takeaways that can help you embrace uncertainty and cultivate a more resilient, fulfilling connection. First up. Acceptance. This is huge. The Stoics believe that clinging to specific outcomes is where suffering begins. When you accept that relationships are dynamic, ever-changing, and sometimes unpredictable, you release the pressure of trying to force things. It's like understanding that a garden needs space to grow, even if it means some weeds popping up along the way. Next, focus on what you can control. You can't control your partner's actions or emotions, but you can control your own reactions. This is where practicing mindfulness comes in. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Are you letting fear or insecurity dictate your responses? Take a step back, breathe, and choose a response based on reason and compassion, not reactivity. Third, cultivate virtue. This doesn't mean becoming a super serious philosopher. It means striving for qualities like honesty, integrity, fairness, and kindness in all your interactions. When you live by these principles, you create a foundation of trust and respect that can withstand challenges. Now here's where it gets really practical. Communicate openly and honestly. This doesn't mean constantly airing grievances or demanding to know everything. It means sharing your thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully, even when things are tough. And remember, active listening is just as important. Truly hearing what your partner has to say can deepen your understanding and connection. Finally, practice emotional detachment. This doesn't mean becoming cold or unfeeling. It means recognizing that you can't control other people's emotions and letting go of the need to fix them or make them happy all the time. This allows for a healthier level of independence in your relationship, which is essential for both individuals to thrive. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a couple going through a tough patch. They're feeling stressed, unsure of how to navigate their differences, and maybe even a little resentful. One partner might be tempted to withdraw emotionally or lash out in anger. The other might try to appease them by agreeing to everything or taking on more responsibility. But what if they both took a step back, practiced mindful communication, and focused on expressing their needs honestly? What if they remembered that they couldn't control each other's emotions, but could choose how they responded to the situation? That's the power of embracing uncertainty and cultivating emotional detachment in relationships. It doesn't mean things will always be easy, but it does give you the tools to navigate the ups and downs with more resilience, grace, and ultimately, deeper love. So remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about being present, engaged, and deeply connected while also recognizing that life is a journey filled with both joy and uncertainty. And that's okay. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with your friends and family who are navigating the beautiful chaos of relationships. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps us reach more people who can benefit from these Stoic principles. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage in all that you do.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.